about what you represent, that is the Center, National Center for Human Rights, perhaps thanks to new modalities and sufficient resources, could we say that these institutions will soon be accredited under Statute A of the Paris Agreement? And can you tell us if the implementation of CEDAW is explicitly contained in the mandate of this commission? And lastly, I'd like to speak about the implementation of the convention with regard to direct and indirect discrimination. You rightly noted that Article 3 of the Law on Equality of Rights and Opportunities of 2019 expands the scope and definition of discrimination. Is this adequate? We are not sure, because this definition ought to cover all types of discrimination against people belonging to vulnerable groups or minorities. Your law on persons with disabilities is an example of this. However, there are still major unresolved questions, for example, women that belong to ethnic minorities, as well as a need for broader recognition of the status of refugees, and your position on LGBT individuals, which is based on religious beliefs. This is not in compliance with international standards. So could you please clarify if you're still examining these issues? And lastly, European and international institutions are very active partners of Uzbekistan when it comes to the implementation of this convention and other international human rights treaties. Can you tell us if there will be a bolstering of this cooperation for an effective implementation of our priority recommendations? Thank you.